We made USAA insurance to help you save. Take advantage of discounts when you cover your home and your ride. Discover how we're helping members save at usaa.com/bundle. USAA. Restrictions apply.
You don't need to be an expert to be a hero. You just need a passion for helping others in times of need. Join the Tarrant County MRC and be a local hero. You'll join a network of volunteers who help out during emergencies and at community events throughout the year. Get started at bealocalhero.org or click the banner to learn more. Discover the hero inside you. Brought to you by Tarrant County Public Health.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
GovEd is a failure. GovEd is a failure for our children. It is a failure for our teachers. It is a failure for our society because it fails in its core mission. I'm sure you're all aware of this riot that took place. It was a brawl out there in Glendale, California. Parents were outraged, incensed that a school board out there implemented this agenda that they're pushing, this trans gay sexualization agenda of our kids' agenda. Now, I actually hosted on the Chris Salcedo show a man who was an uncle. He's gay. And he says, this over-sexualization of our kids is unacceptable. And it's wrong of the left, he says, to pile me as a gay man in with people who want to normalize homosexual sex with children. And he's pushing back. See, folks, the bottom line is that it is not normal. It is not normal to be forcing sexualization onto kids. There's a woman by the name of Patriot Barbie. Her name is Lindsey Graham, actually, but the female Lindsey Graham. And she put out this full screen on Instagram. The entire month of June, telling children how much I enjoy heterosexual sex. Now that would be weird and perverted. And yet, .. That's precisely what's going on inside of Gay Pride Month. Folks, telling children about the exploits of gay or homosexual sex, that has no place in children's faces inside of GovEd. In other words, GovEd, it's not your job to do this. Who the hell told you it was your job? It's not. You don't have the right to take our taxpayer dollars and do this. Now, on the legal front, there's another issue altogether. Instagram, those of you who know what Instagram is, it's a social media platform. Yes, we happen to be on it. But a report by the Wall Street Journal and the University of Massachusetts Amherst, they did this report that said that Mark Zuckerberg's Instagram, and I'm reading from the New York Post's account of this, Instagram's recommendation algorithms linked and even promoted a vast pedophile network that advertised the sale of illicit child sex material on the platform, according to the findings of an alarming report that was released last Wednesday. Instagram allowed users to search by hashtags related to child sex abuse, including graphic terms such as pedo whore, pre-teen sex, pedo bait, and I'm not even sure what hashtag MNSFW stands for, but I'm sure I don't want to know. Oh, well, sorry, the New York Post is going to tell me. The latter acronym meaning minors not safe for work. Good grief. Researchers at Stanford University and the University of Massachusetts Amherst gave this report to the Wall Street Journal that basically revealed the findings. Instagram, Mark Zuckerberg's Meta says, we're aware of the problem and we're taking steps to correct it. Wait a minute. You think those algorithms just wrote themselves? Is that what you think? Good grief. So this type of normalization is unacceptable in the private sector. It sure as heck is unacceptable inside inside GovEd. And you know, we haven't even started talking about academics, which is the whole reason why GovEd was supposed to be founded to begin with, was for education and learning, right? Well, that's all lost in the equation. There are folks online, as you know, the special session is looming in the state of Texas, and Governor Greg Abbott has promised that there will be school choice. And the leftists are all coming out because they know that as soon as parents can, they will tip the hell out of GovEd so fast because it sucks. GovEd sucks, not because of a lack of money, but because left-wingers run it. Because leftists, perverts, run it. Or racists run it, whether it's the critical race theory or the LGBTQ ABCDEFG cultural Marxism or this gender bender push inside of GovEd. None of it has anything to do with education. Let me give you an example of some people I engaged with on Twitter. Lindsay Thompson, and she has some sort of credential, master's in education, I guess. She says, "Hi, Governor Greg Abbott. ISDs are having a tough time filling positions. Public ed has been left defenseless after being ridiculed, smeared, mocked, and discredited. Any ideas on how to make public ed more appealing? I think money and support would help. Thoughts?" That is, again, Lindsay, L-Y-N-S-I-E, Thompson, a master's in education, apparently. Now, first off, public ed doesn't exist. If public ed existed, then public ed would take direction from the public, but they don't. They're governed and run by a bunch of elitist left-wing nut jobs, and they don't listen to we, the public. So that's why we call it GovEd. It is government education, the worst mistake this country ever made. Secondly, here's my response. Money isn't the issue. The U.S. spends the most per capita on education than any other nation, yet all that money yields disgraceful test scores. GovEd isn't accountable to those who pay for it. It's a failed system that must be abandoned. Parents will police GovEd through school choice. And that's how I responded. Now, there were some other issues that are being brought up online. You guys know we've highlighted another one of these Marxists that are likely from out of state, these pastors for children. They won't tell us who the pastors are. They won't tell us what denomination they are. They're liars. They do their best work from the darkness, which, again, is not of God. It is of the other guy. And here's what they're saying. An attorney general who's a crook, a lieutenant governor who's a dictator, a governor who is a king, all glib in God talk while they attack teachers and schools. The Texas miracle is turning into a Texas nightmare. What a mess. I replied by saying, says the anonymous tyrants who seek to deny parents school choice, says the folks who want to steal money given to children's education and give it to their corrupt cronies in GovEd. So there, we ought to be in this fight. Every parent ought to be in this fight against the Republicans in the Texas State House, the leadership, all the socialists in the Texas State House, and then those inside of GovEd who represent a minority in the state of Texas. 70% of parents, people who count, the only people who count, 70% of parents inside of Texas believe parental school choice is needed and necessary and should be happening. And there are some other folks pushing back out there, some other folks I want you to hear from. There is an alternative now to the Texas Association of School Boards, TASB as it's called. That's right. It's brand spanking new. And they say, we have a better way. We're going to push back on all this left-wing extremism that has been dished up and cultivated by the likes of TASB and leftists in GovEd. You'll hear from one of the head honchos of T coming up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to The Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
Folks, let's have a conversation with our guest, Hava Armstrong, Executive Director for Texans for Excellence in Education, or TEE. That's T-E-E. It's an organization that has been set up as an alternative to the left-wing dominated Texas Association of School Boards. Hava, welcome to the Salcedo Storm podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first off, I think we've got to clear up some conceptions or misconceptions the public might have. I know a lot of folks who might think that TASB, the Texas Association of School Boards, has some sort of official government capacity. And they might be scratching their head saying, wait a minute, how can another organization, TEE, be founded to be an alternative to that? Can you tell folks what TASB does or what they're supposed to do?
Yes, that is a very common misconception. A lot of people think that TASB is connected to the government agency, the TEA. They are not. They are an independent organization, an association that school boards have an option to join or not join. However, for the last, they've had a monopoly over the last 75 years. And up until recently, 100% participation from all ISDs in Texas.
Okay, so it is a voluntary association, as indicated in its name.
Yes, absolutely.
It is a private organization. So now, as I mentioned, these people are leftists primarily. There are some good people. I don't want to paint with too broad a brush, but TASB is made up. It is a left wing political organization, is it not?
They definitely have an agenda that leans that way. They have especially recently put out guidance to school boards. For instance, they're advising them to let boys into girls' bathrooms. They promote different ideologies like that rather than our view of keeping politics out of the classroom and focusing on the education.
See, I love that because politics don't belong in the classroom. But as you know, the left wing doesn't allow that anymore. It's in our movies. It's in our sports. It's in the beer we drink. It's in everything. They won't allow it because they will force us to accept whatever their flavor of the month happens to be. And they're also doing this in GovEd. I know you've probably recently seen the recent, well, there's no other way to call it anything other than a brawl. This brawl out in Glendale, California, where parents were just outraged that the school district implemented this pride agenda inside of GovEd against the wishes of the parents. And the parents were saying, look, sex has no place inside of GovEd. And you even had members of the gay community saying, you guys are taking this too far, you folks in GovEd. You shouldn't be sexualizing kids in heterosexual or homosexual sex in GovEd. And that's the gay community coming out and saying that. Isn't that why there needs to be an alternative to TASB?
Yes, we need to focus back on education. We need our students to have the best opportunities for their future. And these types of conversations need to be happening at home in the privacy of their home with their parents as their parents see fit. We are huge advocates of parental rights. We think parents have an absolute say in what their children are exposed to.
Well, and that leads me, of course, to the natural question about school choice. Now, I have been a longtime proponent of parental school choice. I believe the money ought to follow the child. I believe that these school systems, however many there will be under a school choice setup, will need to compete for the tax dollars that are dedicated to each child, and the parents should determine where that child goes. Where is the Texas Association of School Boards on school choice, and where is TEE?
We definitely believe there should be options for students. From what we can see from TASB, they believe that the public schools are the way to go. We believe there are many options. Parents should have a choice in what works best for their child. Education is not a one-size-fits-all for every student, and they all have different needs that need to be met. And so definitely parents should have the final say in what school is appropriate for their student. As far as T, we are focused on the school boards of the public schools. We definitely feel like those need to be improved. There's opportunities there for huge improvement, and that's where we want to really put our support behind.
Hava Armstrong is our guest right now. She's an executive director for Texans for Excellence in Education, or T. The Texas Association of School Boards did not disassociate themselves completely or right away from the National Association of School Boards, which is the one that infamously said that parents who expressed concern over curricula and over the clearly left-wing curriculums inside of GovEd called them terrorists, called parents terrorists. Give me your impression of, was that kind of a breaking point, the straw that broke the camel's back for a lot of Texans that said, oh, no. If you're not going to divorce from that, if you're going to join the National Association of School Boards and call us terrorists, that's where we got to draw the line.
Correct. It took them 8 months to leave the NASB, which for many people was far too long. It was a pretty cut and dry situation to decide on for a lot of parents. I think even after they disassociated with the NASB, TASB is still putting out policies, and even just their structure that they advise school boards on has a real lack of transparency. At T, we believe there should be open communication with the community, especially with the parents. And it should not just be in word, but it should be in action as well. And so we really, our goal is to pull back that curtain and allow the parents to have access to what is going on in their children's schools.
Now, from what I understand, the school districts partner with these associations to get some of their collective work done that impacts every school district, no matter whether it's rural or whether it's metropolitan. So when you guys in T set yourself up as an alternative to the Texas Association of School Boards, are you fishing for those school districts and school boards that believe as you do, that believe that politics, whether it be right wing or left wing, belongs out of the classroom, and you're trying to provide a coalition for them to be a part of? Is that also part of your goal?
Yes. Recently, a lot of our state reps came out with a joint letter calling on school districts to leave TASB. And definitely a lot of the school districts paid attention to that and started asking questions about how they could do that. And so we definitely want to step in for any school boards that are looking for alternatives. We are a free market alternative. And of course, with the free market typically comes better products at better pricing. And so we're able to offer all of the main services that TASB offers without some of the strings that are attached to that.
Right. Which are primarily pushing a left wing agenda. If you were going to give a percentage of school districts in Texas that are looking, that are saying TASB has gone bat guano crazy, the National Association of School Boards gone bat guano crazy, we don't want to be associated with the political left. We want to be straight down the middle and teaching reading, writing, arithmetic, and the sciences, and with no political consideration, zero, none. Give me a percentage of school districts that you think are hungry in Texas for such an alternative.
You know, based on the reception that we've gotten so far, we announced last week, there's definitely a desire for this. There's a lot of school boards asking questions on this. And this really comes down to not even a left-wing or right-wing issue. A lot of school boards are looking at focusing back on education, getting politically neutral classrooms, and letting the teachers get back to teaching while keeping the children safe. I think that is a universal issue that we can all come on board with. And so we have seen quite a bit of response to this, and we expect a lot more as the weeks go on.
Our guest is Hava Armstrong. She is the executive director for Texans for Excellence in Education, or T. The curriculum. Let's see what's being taught currently As you know, inside of Texas, school districts are bragging that they are teaching critical race theory, which, as you know, is a racist curriculum, which teaches the hatred of whites, which teaches black and brown kids to hate white people, which teaches white people, white kids, to hate their skin color and hate their heritage. You also have the gender craziness that is going on, that is being pushed inside of GovEd. And then, of course, the LGBTQ, ABCDFG cultural Marxism is what I call it. In my view, none of those have any place inside of government education. None of them. Where is it that you believe that educators got the idea, these six-figure school administrators got the idea that they could introduce this garbage into schools without any ramifications or without any consultation?
I think there are some people who truly believe that the government is in charge of raising our children. We would think that at T, we are the complete opposite. We believe in parental rights, and that parents have the ultimate authority over their children. But this has been an opportunity in our education system for a while for these indoctrinations to come in, this radical ideology to infiltrate our schools. And I think a lot of people go along with the flow. One problem with TASB is they don't inform school board trustees. I believe it's on purpose, so that they are not well informed to know any better. They trust TASB, they trust their administrations, that they know better. We're seeking to empower these school board trustees through knowledge, through information, so they know not only what is actually going on in the schools, but they understand their full authority to govern their districts, and not only their authority, but also they are held accountable for the governance of their districts. And so we want to really give them that knowledge for them to understand what's really happening in these schools.
Now, as my experience, that leftists don't like competition. They don't like it at all. They would be capitalists. They wouldn't be leftists if they liked competition. So have you heard through the grapevine, since you announced the creation of T, how TASB is reacting to having another player in the field, which is going to try to supplant them as the only option out there?
Yes, we have seen presentations done at some school board meetings, not necessarily by TASB, but through their districts, of just enormous amounts of money, millions of dollars that it would cost if they left TASB, which is untrue. We've also heard things like their entire policy for their district would go away if they left TASB, when in fact, once it's adopted, it belongs to that district. So lots of different pushback there, mainly around financial issues. We are very, very respectful of the taxpayers' money. We do not want to provide any type of financial hardship for a district. Any districts who want to leave TASB and move to T, it would be a very smooth process and not an extra burden on the taxpayer.
Well, so let me ask you to give all the information. Some school districts, some parents might be hearing this podcast, might be wanting their school boards to investigate what T is all about and to get the information for themselves before they start taking some concerted left-wing propaganda from Texas Association of School Boards, taking their word for it. If folks need the resources to get the truth, where can they go?
They can go to our website, texansforexcellence.org. And we also have a Facebook page, Texans for Excellence in Education. And our contact info is there as well. And they can also email info@texansforexcellence.org.
Have any of the big politicos in Texas endorsed what you guys are doing? You guys have anybody to crow about saying this is the way we need to go? Any major figures?
Well, we've had a lot of reps saying that school boards should leave TASB. We are excited for, in the next coming weeks, we should have some exciting announcements on the support and the next steps for us as well.
Well, we think this is definitely part of the puzzle, trying to get control back of our children's education. And I think that your efforts to push back on these dinosaur, legacy, left-wing, unaccountable factions inside of GovEd, and TASB is definitely one of them, is laudable. And while you work to do your side of the business, we're going to continue to push for parental school choice in the state of Texas, and hopefully we can save the future of Texas kids. Hava Armstrong, I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
And that, my friend, is going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm Podcast. Do me a favor, visit a couple of websites, won't you? TexasScorecard.com, that's TexasScorecard.com. Big enterprising journalism, big stories that impact Texas and beyond. Also go to ChrisSalcedo.com. ChrisSalcedo.com, while you're there, check out the social media hookups for the Chris Salcedo Shows and the Salcedo Storm Podcast, and check out where the Salcedo Shows are on AM 700 KSEV Talk Radio, simulcast with TNT Radio Worldwide, also Monday through Friday on Newsmax TV, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.